那么请同学们注意本句用法， They were not to take him seriously， 他们一定不要把这件事当真， OK， So they mustn't take him seriously。 He added that the student had dressed up as a policeman。 Add 补充说，他又补充说，一学生已经化妆成为一名警察， And was playing all sorts of silly jokes on people， 总是跟人们开各种各样的无聊的玩笑。Both the police and the workmen were grateful to the student for this piece of advance information. Okay, recite this sentence. This is the fourth sentence for you. 这是我们要背的第四个语句。警察和这两名工人是千恩万谢，因为这预先得知的信息。So, be grateful to somebody for something. 因为什么而感谢某人。The student hid in an archway nearby.Where he could watch and hear everything that went on. That went on means that happened, okay? 那么这个学生呢，躲在附近的一个拱形门廊里，在那儿可以看得见、听得到那所发生的一切。Sure enough, 果然 a policeman arrived on the scene. Arrived on the scene, 到达了现场 and politely asked the workman to go away.When he received a very rude reply from one of the workmen, 但其中的一个工人粗鲁地回了几句。一定要注意我们的翻译和英文的表达方式是有所不同的。When he received a very rude reply from one of the workmen, 那么他收到了其中一个工人的粗鲁的 回应、right. 但是和中文的表达翻译应该说其中的一个工人粗鲁地回应了这位警察几句。He threatened to remove them by force. Okay, recite it. This is the fifth sentence. 这是同学们要背的第五句话。Threatened to do 威胁。By force, 通过武力、暴力。Okay, 他威胁说要强行让他们离开了。The workman told him to do as he pleased. The workman told him to do as he pleased.As you pleased, 那么工人告诉他说悉听尊便，你高兴怎么做就怎么做。So, this is the sixth sentence for us to recite. 这是我们要背的第六句。And the policeman telephoned for help. 那么这位警察呢打电话求助了。Shortly afterwards, four more policemen arrived and remonstrated with the workman. 那么稍后另外的四名警察Four more policemen or another four policemen 也到了，并且与这两位工匠呢进行理论。As the man refused to stop working, as means because, the police attempted to seize the pneumatic drill. The workman struggled fiercely, you know, means strongly. 那么这两名工人的奋力的反抗。And one of them lost his temper.其中的一个发了脾气。He threatened to call the police. 他威胁说要报告警察。At this, you know, 听到 for example, at the words, he got angry. 听到这话他生气了。注意他和介词 with 的区别。With the words, 说完这话。With the words, he left the room angrily. 说完这话他生气的离开了房间。At this, the police pointed out ironically that this would hardly be necessary as the men were already under arrest. Okay, this is the seventh sentence for you to recite. 这是同学们要背的第七个句子。听到这话，警察讥讽地指出这件事情大可不必。讥讽地指出 point out ironically 这件事情大可不必 this would hardly be necessary.Because, 这里的 as 相当于 because the men were already under arrest, 因为他们两个已经被逮捕了。注意介词 under 和名词搭配表示一种被动的概念。So, under discussion, 被讨论。Under arrest, 被捕。Under repairs, 被修理。Pretending to speak seriously, 假装非常严肃的。One of the workmen asked if he might make a telephone call.Before being taken to station. Okay, recite the sentence. This is the eighth one. 请同学们把这句话背熟，这是我们要背的第八个句子。Pretending, 现在分词做状语。其中的一个工人 请求他是否可以在被带走之前，被带去警局之前先打一电话。Make a telephone call, 打一电话。Permission was granted, and a policeman accompanied him to payphone. Okay, this is the last sentence for you to recite. 这是同学们要背的本课的最后一语句。得到准许之后，这位警察，有一位警察跟着他来到了电话亭。Only when he saw that the man was actually telephoning the police, did he realize that they had all been the victims of hoax. 注意 only, 引导的时间状语从句或介词短语以及条件状语从句等等用在句首，句子必须倒装。这里采用了部分倒装，所以在 he realized 之前出现了助动词 did。Only when he saw that the man was actually telephoning the police. 只有当他看到那个工人真的在给警察打电话的时候 did he realize, 他才意识到了 that they had all been the victims of a hoax. 原来他们都成了一场骗局的受害者。At last, I should say, the text is really simple for all of us, so you'd better recite the 9 key structures, and then that's okay. Now let's do the exercise at page 184. Multiple choice questions. Number 1. A good hoax is a joke, which depends on... 那么一个设计良好的骗局就是一个玩笑，它取决于依赖于，我们应该选择 A, deceiving people into behaving in a way which amuse everyone but themselves, okay? 那么欺骗人们去按照某一种方式去行事，那么这种事情呢会惹得每一个人开心大笑，除了受害人而外。所以 deceive people into doing something. Number 2. When the policeman first arrived outside the university, we should see, the workman refused to take his request that they should move seriously. And I think you still remember the sentence. They didn't take the police seriously. Number 3. When did it become clear to the police that the workmen were not students? 只有在什么时候他警察们才很清楚这些工人不是学生呢？ We choose C. When the policeman saw whom the workman was ringing from the payphone. So, 那么当这个警察真正的看到这工人呢正在给谁打电话的时候， So we know one of the workmen make a phone call to the police station. Got it. So, please open your books at page 193. 把书翻开193页。Illusions of pastoral peace. 宁静田园生活的遐想。Okay, now, before we study the text, read with me the following words. Illusion, pastoral, breed, rapture, extol, superior, cockerel,Twitter, glint, posture, idyllic, virtually, virtue, virtually, dubious, privilege, misery, acquaintance, treat, dweller, stagger, exotic, glow, descend, talk, alternately. Okay. Now let's study how to use the first important word, illusion. 我们首先来学习一下第一个词汇。Illusion in Chinese 是幻想、错觉。You know, in the modern society, people who live in a big city are under the illusion that the country life is really wonderful. Do you think so? 那么许多居住在大城市的人总是有一种幻想，说这个乡村生活实在是很美妙， right? And are you under such illusion? 你是否有这种幻想吗？Yes? Okay, so, which kind of life do you prefer? The city life or the country life?The city life. Let's say, we are not under the illusion that country life is beautiful. 那说明同学们没有这种幻想说乡村生活很美妙。In my opinion, you know, I want to tell you the truth. I prefer to live in a big city, such as Beijing, Shanghai. And when I retire
you know, I decided to lead my rest of life in a country. Why? Because the country life is peaceful, beautiful. Don't you think so? Yes? OK, 那么刚刚在我们这个表达我这个语句当中，我用到了一个小小的短语 under illusion that. Got it? Yeah. 好，想想看，我们刚刚学完有一种想法看法 under what? The impression that, right? Yeah. 我一直想啊，你很诚实。Am I under the impression that you are honest? Remember that?还记得吗？所以我们把这个名词替换掉，直接表达为 under the illusion that. OK. So now please listen to me. 注意听我来表述语句，你不用记啊。You can find it in our text. He still lives under the illusion that country life is superior to town life. Understand me? Country life, 农村的生活 ,town life, 城市的生活 ,right?Yeah, superior, 有优势，更优越啊。So, he lives under the illusion that town life is superior to what? Country life. 或者翻回来说he what? Lives under the illusion that country life is superior to town life. Okay. And we got a different opinion about that. 那么对此我们有不同的看法。所以如果你想表达我生活在这个世界上，我一直有一种幻想，那么不好运用。We live under the illusion. Got it?、Yeah. 所以其前面的谓动词，你根据需要去选择。你可以用 be 动词 we are, he is， 也可以表示在生活当中有一种幻想。We live, he lives. Got it?、Yeah. 好，我这里就直接给同学们把这个动词写出来了啊 ，live， 或者运用 be 动词都可以。所以我抱有一种幻想，他每天会来帮我。So, I am under the illusion that he will help me every day. Got it? 好，这个表达方式我们就给同学们介绍到这儿。一定要注意，同时如果你想表达没有什么什么幻想，那么这里应该把这里定冠词都换成什么 ？No, OK. Under no illusion that.好，请同学们口头来练习语句，马上要把这个表达方式消化吸收掉，不要记，只是记在你的笔记本上。我们在生活当中没有这种幻想，说乡村生活很美丽、很美妙，应该怎么来表达 ？We live under no illusion that country life is beautiful. Got it? Yeah. And next, have illusion about. 我们第二个要求大家把握的重点方式。Have no illusion about 对什么不抱有幻想，这是同学们经常用到的表达方式 ，right? OK. So, I don't like the life in the country, so I have no illusion about it. 那我不喜欢农村的生活，所以我对此也不抱有任何的幻想 ，right? 好，这是其基本用法。那么同时，我要给同学们补充两个词汇，注意要。区分开来 Now, one is delusion the other is vision delusion 我们也可以作为幻想错觉但是它和 illusion 差别是非常大的 delusion 侧重强调精神病人某个精神病人无中生有的一种幻觉 OK 那么所以你在表达的时候他现在有一种幻觉就是有人明天要杀他是 illusion 还是 delusion? Delusion, OK. 那么所以英语的结构形式我都可以用到这两个结构形式当中。OK, so, now translate the sentence. 运用第一个表达方式来翻译这个语句他现在处于一种幻觉错觉当中 so, he is under the delusion that somebody will kill him tomorrow, right? Or he lives under the delusion that he will be killed sometime. Got it? Sometime, 将来的某时啊。Delusion, 这个时候绝对不能用 illusion. 好，接下来我们看 vision. 那么这也是一种幻想，但是这个词重点突出的是对美好未来的想象。In Chinese, 憧憬 right? 所以这最好的翻译我们是憧憬，对美好的世界或美好未来的想象啊。那么你应用如果说我们一直憧憬着我会有一个更美好的未来， I live under the vision that I have a bright future, right? Yeah, I have a bright future. Got it? Yeah. 好，把这三个词马上跟我来读书啊。Illusion, delusion, vision. Yeah. 好，我们从对比的角度上来扩展，那么同时还要从词根去扩展词形。First, please remember, illusioned.直接在 illusion 后面加出 ed， 这是一个形容词，充满幻想的 illusioned。For example, the world of children is illusioned. Don't you think so? 孩子们的世界它是充满了幻想的。Okay, why? Because children have great imagination. 因为孩子们他们的想象力十分的丰富。Yeah, okay. And next, illusionary.这也是我们同学们在考察词汇的时候经常一考察的表达方式。Illusionary is also adjective， 也依旧是一个形容词，它是表示错觉的、幻觉的。For example, don't believe in him. Okay, what he said is illusionary picture. 那么这句话我们显然应该用 illusionary， 而不能用 illusion， right？ 别相信他的，他所说的话只不过是一什么？虚幻出来的一画面 ，right? What he said is just illusionary picture. Got it? And next, elusive. This is adjective as well. 依旧是一个形容词。那么它所表达的概念是虚假的、不可靠的。虚假的、不可靠的。所以，如果你强调它所描述的是虚假的、靠不住的，不要指望它了。那么，这个我们所应用的形容词应该是。Elusive. Yeah, what he described was elusive. So, don't depend on him anymore. Got it? Yeah. 好，要注意辨析开这三个形容词它们基本的含义啊。Okay, read with me. Illusioned, illusionary, elusive. 好，那么大家告诉我 ，illusionary 这个概念是什么 ？Yeah, okay, 错觉的、幻觉的。Elusive 呢？虚假的、靠不住的。Illusioned， 充满了幻想的。Yeah.那么我们同时结合注意另外的几个形容词，咱们加以对照一下。你注意到这个后缀 imaginary， OK， 想象 imagine， right， yeah， 我不能够想象建造长城， I can't imagine building a great wall， right， imagine 是表示通过自己的想象力去结合实际想象， right， 那么 imaginary 它所表达的概念是什么？嗯，刚刚我们强调了Illusionary 是表示幻觉的、幻想的 ，right？ 嗯，那么 imaginary 也是表示什么概念呢？想象力的是吗？想象力的吗 ？No， yeah， 它是表示虚构的 ，yeah。The story is imaginary. Don't be taken in. The story is imaginary. Don't be taken in. 这句话听明白了？我们看电视剧的时候，经常会浮现这样一句：本故事纯属虚构 ，right？ OK。